Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
There was a church just down the road where Mom and Dad, they used to go to carry us when we were young, for we had a lot to learn.
Talking about Jesus, talking about Jesus.
Folks would come from miles around, spread their food upon the ground, then turn thanks with a word of prayer, thank the Lord that we were there.
Talking about Jesus, talking about Jesus. Oh, why can't we talk more about Jesus today, like we did in the country on the farm where I grew up? Oh, why can't we keep in mind that He died for us one time? Don't live for the devil, but live by the Holy Book.
There was old John from down the road. He believed in saving souls. He went around the country preaching hard. They wouldn't let him in, so he stood in the yard.
Talking about Jesus, talking about Jesus.
Now old John is dead and gone, but his spirit lingers on, wiping the sweat off of his brow. I can still see him right now.
Talking about Jesus, talking about Jesus. Oh, why can't we talk more about Jesus today, like we did in the country on the farm?
George Jones and Tammy Wynette, known as the King and Queen of Country Music, talking about Jesus from their epic album, We Love to Sing About Jesus, from 1972. And the opening song, Talking About Jesus, was written by Earl Montgomery, Melba Montgomery's brother. And I just recently found this album, and of the 11 songs, I was only familiar with one. All songs except one are up-tempo numbers, and that's unusual for a gospel album. Earl Montgomery wrote or co-wrote 6 of the selections. And friends, I appreciate having you along with me today. Dale Whiteneck and Virginia McJunkin are next with Take Me Home, Lord. And I believe Virginia wrote this song, and she came from Lenore, North Carolina, and Dale Whiteneck may have been from Muscadobit Valley here in Nova Scotia. We lost a wonderful man and musician when Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Famer Eric Bowers passed on March the 25th, 2025. Eric was 91, and we certainly extend condolences to all of Eric's family and friends. As a teenager, the very first time Country Bill Huey performed on stage was with Eric Bowers. Eric took Bill under his wings, and Eric will sing when the roll is called up yonder. And right now, here's one called Take Me Home, Lord.
Mother and father left years ago, and now I've missed them so. Once again, I'd love to kiss their cheeks and thank them, Lord.
Trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time will be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when the chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Dale Whitenett and Virginia McJunkin, Take Me Home, Lord, and our friend the late Eric Bowers from Stewiacke, Nova Scotia, with the 1893 James M. Black song, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Jarrett Akers, a country Christian artist, has for us If Jesus Comes Tomorrow, and this is from his 2014 CD, Heritage. And then we'll hear from Doug Lewis and Wilf Boss with Johnny and June's number one hit, Daddy Sang Bass. And this is from their album, Country Millionaires, issued in 1968. Doug was born in Tignish, and he now resides in Amherst. Wilf Boss came from Amherst, and Wilf passed in 1980 at the age of 49. I understand Wilf played most of the instruments on this album, and he was a top-notch mandolin picker. Doug Lewis is the vocalist, and the female voice is that of Miss Shannon King, and the song is going out to Aubrey and Charlotte Boss in Amherst, and you'll hear Daddy Sang Bass right after If Jesus Comes Tomorrow by Jarrett Akers.
If Jesus comes tomorrow to spend some time with you, would you answer all his questions or lie to hide the truth? Would you welcome him with open arms, or even let him in? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If Jesus calls your number, could you leave today? Are you ready to lay down your worldly goods and walk away? Would it take a month of Sundays just to tell him of your sin? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If the sky turns black as midnight in the middle of the day, and somehow you knew that Jesus would soon be on his way, would you have to beg forgiveness? Could you reach out, take his hand? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then?
Sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seemed to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seemed to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Doug Lewis and Wilf Boss, Daddy Sang Bass, from their Country Millionaires album, issued on the Highlight label by Pickwick Records in 1968. It was a big deal for a couple local boys to have a recording contract in 1968. If Jesus Comes Tomorrow was Christian artist Jarrett Akers, and Friends Next is the modern-day version of the Chuck Wagon Gang with the record book. This is from their album, Radio Days. The Chuck Wagon Gang, a country gospel group first formed in 1935 by David Carter and his children, Jim, Rose, and Anna. Original members have been gone for decades, but here it is 90 years later, and they're still very popular. After the record book, it's Big Country Bluegrass with a Tom T. and Dixie Hall selection, The Hound Dog from Harlan.
Recorded there when I was born again. what's in that book of life kept by the Lord.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
Sat in my pickup on Main Street in Harlem, eating a sandwich, the window rolled down. In my rearview mirror I saw something coming. I soon discovered it was an old hound, a weary old dog walking straight up the sidewalk, not wearing a collar or chain on his neck. He seemed to be lost as he stopped by my pickup. His sad eyes looked up and I thought, what the heck. I opened the door and he jumped in beside me. He sat on the seat and he gazed down the road. I offered my sandwich but he didn't want it, just gazed up the road like he wanted to go. As I got in gear and we drove down the highway, I saw a black hearse and some cars in a line, a funeral procession with all of their lights on. I was the last one, so I turned on mine. A couple of miles to an old cemetery, I parked down the road from a newly dug grave. The old dog looked at me and pawed at the window. I opened the door and he wandered away. It wasn't too long till the funeral was over, the hearse and the cars had all driven away. I looked and I saw that the hound dog from Harlem was lying stretched out at the foot of the grave. Now I'm back at home, sitting here by the fireplace, reading the paper and falling asleep. The world is all right and I found a new buddy. A hound dog from Harlem curled up at my feet.
The Hound Dog from Harlem, and that's always been one of my favorite songs. Writers were Tom T. and his wife Miss Dixie Hall, and they sure knew how to write a song. And that was Big Country Bluegrass from their album Country Livin' on Rebel Records, issued in 2015. Eddie Gill was on lead vocals, and the record book was the modern-day version of the 90-year-old Chuck Wagon Gang. And a couple requests are next. First, it's my version of The Bed by the Window, and this one is going out to Robert in Moncton, followed by Joy Sweet Joy, the Nova Scotia Ramblers for Irving in Oxford, and Fred Eisner sure does a great mandolin solo on Joy Sweet Joy, and it's Laura Hatton Krause on lead vocals. The Bed by the Window is one of those songs that you're not quite sure where it's going. It takes an interesting twist. Marnie Wilson and Rob Crosby are the writers. And friends, here I am with what I guess would be called a country version of The Bed by the Window.
Two old friends shared a room in a home for the elderly, confined to their beds, their bodies giving way. Old Joe lay by the window and watched the days go by, and Bill lived to hear him tell about the world outside. They shared with each other stories about their lives, relived all the memories, and dreamed of a better time. Outside, the leaves are changing, summer's turned to fall, and from the bed by the window, Joe described it all. From the bed by the window, he'd tell how the children play, the lovers in the park, the ducks out on the lake. A little boy swept the sidewalk when the sun came up each day, and from the bed by the window, he told it just that way. On a cold winter morning, in the light of the dawn, the bed by the window was empty. Old Joe had passed and gone. They moved Bill by the window. He couldn't hold back his tears. He'd finally see the view outside after all these years. From the bed by the window, he couldn't see out at all. There was nothing out that window, just an old brick wall. New friend shares a room in a home for the elderly, confined to his bed, his body giving way. Now Bill lays by the window as the days go by, and his new friend lived to hear him tell about the world outside. From the bed by the window, he'd tell how the children play, the lovers in the park, the ducks out on the lake. A little boy swept the sidewalk when the sun came up each day, and from the bed by the window, he told it just that way. Two old friends share a room in a home for the elderly.
Thank you.
the Nova Scotia Ramblers' Joy Sweet Joy, a Cecil B. Smith song. That's from their vinyl album, The Sunny Side of Life, from 1981. And you heard my version of The Bed by the Window. James King likely had the best recording of that song, and if you get a minute, look up James King's version on YouTube. Leroy Van Dyke is next with a Bill Anderson song, Mama Sang a Song. And I think I only played Leroy one time on the gospel trail. Leroy's big hit was one called Walk On By in 1961. Other hits were If a Woman Answers, Hang Up the Phone, and The Auctioneer. At age 95, Leroy is still with us. And Robert, your second request will follow Leroy Van Dyke. How Far Is Heaven was a number 11 hit for Kitty Wells and her 9-year-old daughter, Carol Sue, back in 1956. Jimmy Davis and Tillman Franks wrote the song. However, according to Tillman, he was working the Louisiana Hayride the same time that Hank Williams was there. Tillman was hung up on the chorus. He had How Far Is Heaven? When Can I Go? To See My Daddy, He's There I Know. And Hank told Tillman to add How Far Is Heaven? Let's Go Tonight. I Want My Daddy to Hold Me Tight. He ended up using Hank's suggestions for the last two lines of the chorus. And friends, here's Leroy Van Dyke with one titled Mama Sang a Song.
I get to thinking lots of times about back when I was a lad, of the old home place where I grew up, and of the days both good and bad. My overalls were hand-me-downs, my shoes were all full of holes. I used to walk for 4 miles to school every day, through the rain, the sleet, and the cold. I've seen the nights when my daddy would cry for the things that his family would need, but all he ever got was a bad land farm and 7 hungry mouths to feed. And yet, our home fire never flickered once, 'cause when all these things went wrong, Mama took the hymn book down and Mama sang a song. I've been rocked to sleep many a night to the tune of What a Friend. Then it would come morning and Rock of Ages would wake me gently once again. And then Daddy would reach up and he'd take the Bible down and he'd read it loud and long. And I always felt that maybe our home was blessed when Daddy would say, Mama, sing a song. Sister left home first, I guess. Then Bob, then Tommy, then Dan. By then, Daddy's hair was turning white, and I had to be Mama's little man. But as sure as my daddy's back grew weak, my Mama's faith grew strong. And those were the greatest days of all, when Mama sang a song. I guess the house is still standing there, but I don't get to go back much anymore. No voice is left to fill those halls, no footsteps to grace the floor. For you see, my mama sings in heaven now, around God's golden throne. But I'll always believe that this world is a better place to live, because my mama sang a song.
Thank you.
friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9. Kitty Wells and 9-year-old daughter Carol Sue, How Far Is Heaven, for Robert in Moncton. And I always wondered if Hank Williams had a hand in writing that song. And years later, we learned that he did. Leroy Van Dyke, with a great version of Bill Anderson's song, Mama Sang a Song. And that was Bill's first number one hit back in 1962. At age 88, Bill Anderson is still writing hit songs for today's artist in 2025. Another request, and this time it's for Kenny Niles in Truro. Kenny is a faithful fan of the Gospel Trail. Kenny requested Old Church Hymns and Nursery Rhymes by Waylon Jennings, and gospel songs by Waylon are rare. I have one gospel song and a handful that make reference to the gospel. Old Church Hymns and Nursery Rhymes is the closing track of his 1990 album, The Eagle. Beth Nielsen Chapman is the writer of this one, and Waylon had 16 number one singles. His biggest hit, Lukenbach, Texas, Back to the Basics of Life with Willie Nelson, number one for 6 weeks in 1977. So Kenny, here's your request. It's Waylon Jennings with Old Church Hymns and Nursery Rhymes. Thank you.
you restless wind. Up to your old tricks again. Bear down your Texas sun. You make the deserts dry and the brush fires run. Splintered wood, rusty chain. This old front porch swing remains. The pendulum of memory goes back and forth on a summer breeze. Singing old church hymns and nursery rhymes from the days way back before my time. With the little child upon my knee, singing every sweet word back to me. Look how far I had to come to get back where I started from. With a child's wisdom passing time, singing old church hymns and nursery rhymes. I've run the race, walk the wire. I paid the price of my desire. And the only time I've known it all was just before I took a fall. So howl your lone coyote song. Fade the sapphire sky at dawn. Count me in the lucky man to send the world around again. Singing old church hymns and nursery rhymes from the days way back before my time. With the little child upon my knee, singing every sweet word back to me. Look how far I had to come to get back where I started from. With the child's wisdom passing time, singing old church hymns and nursery rhymes.
Waylon Jennings with Old Church Hymns and Nursery Rhymes, a song for Kenny in Truro. In November of 2024, Billboard compiled the top 100 artists of all time. Waylon Jennings is at number 14. Number 2 on that list is Johnny Cash. And do you remember the Ride This Train segment that Johnny included every week on his popular television program? It was my favorite portion of the show. And Johnny presented a tour of America through narration and song with the haunting sound of the now vanishing steam locomotives and whistles, sounds that used to echo through the nights of small towns across America. Most of the people and stories have now vanished. And friends, here's Johnny Cash with one of those segments from his great television show that aired from 1969 to 1971.
Ride this train. Let me show you a land of rolling hills and tall corn. A land of hard-working people where rewards are often very small. This is Pella, Iowa. My mother and father brought me here in 1847. We came from Cork, Ireland. We had a potato famine over there, and things had been pretty rough for us. I remember during the potato famine in Ireland, I'd trail along at father's feet, and we'd try to find enough potatoes for a meal, and we'd take them back in to mother, and she'd cook them coats and all. Well, finally we gave up, and somehow we made it to America. Well, our new neighbors here in Pella loaned father oxen and plows to make his first crop with, and you never saw taller corn that year than was on our place. The next season, well, we even were lending out plows and oxen to other farmers. That's the way it was here in the new land. Everybody helped everybody else. If you got sick, everybody came to visit. Even the doctor wouldn't take pay if you thought you couldn't afford it. But old Doc Brown was always there if you ever needed him. He was just an old country doctor in a little country town. Fame and fortune had passed him by, but we never saw him frown. As day by day in his kindly way he served us one and all, many a patient forgot to pay, although Doc's fees were small. Though he needed his dimes, and there were times that he'd receive a fee, he'd pass it on to some poor soul that needed it worse than he. He had to sell his furniture, couldn't pay his office rent. So to a dusty room over a livery stable, Doc Brown in his satchel went. And on the hitching post at the curb below, to advertise his wares, he nailed a little sign that read, "Doc Brown has moved upstairs." And one day he didn't answer when they knocked upon his door. Old Doc Brown was lying down, but his soul was no more. They found him there in that old black suit. On his face was a smile of content, but all the money they could find on him was a quarter and a copper cent. So they opened up his ledger, and what they saw gave their hearts a pull. Beside each debtor's name, old Doc had writ these words, "Paid in full." Old Doc should have had a funeral fine enough for a king. It's a ghastly joke our town was broke, and no one could give a thing. Except Jones, the undertaker, he did mighty well, donating an old iron casket he had never been able to sell. And the funeral procession, it wasn't much for grace and pomp and style. But those wagon loads of mourners, they stretched out for more than a mile. We wanted to give him a monument, kind of figured we owed him one, because he'd made our town a better place for all the good he had done. We pulled up that old hitching post where Doc had nailed his sign. We painted it white, and to all of us, it certainly did look fine. Now the rains and the snows have washed away our white trimmings of paint. There ain't nothing left but Doc's own sign, and that's getting pretty faint. But you can still see that old hitching post, as if in answer to our prayers, mutely telling the whole wide world, Doc Brown has moved upstairs.
Johnny Cash with old Doc Brown from a Ride This Train segment from his television show. Red Foley described many a country doctor when he wrote Old Doc Brown. Our village, and I'll bet yours, had such a doctor. It's my opinion that Hank Snow recorded the best version of Old Doc Brown. In 1977, Epic Records issued the album I Wanna Sing by George Jones. In the 70s era, trucker songs or citizen band radios were very popular. On that album, George released It's a 1033, Let's Get Jesus on the Line. And we'll close with that one. And friends, I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today. George Jones is sitting at number 6 on Billboard's top 100 artists of all time.
We're traveling down the back roads and the highways of life, with a CB for direction and our ears on day and night. Get Jesus on the airway so he can take command. We won't ever need a road map, just his soul salvation plan. You don't have to tell your handle, Jesus knows just who you are. Don't you worry about your output, he's never very far. Let your heart be your transceiver, he'll answer every plea. If good buddy, your 1020 is somewhere down on your knee. It's a 1033, let's get Jesus on the line. Troubles will be over, he'll take all the breaks in time. We've got too much conversation, we need more soul salvation. It's a 1033, let's get Jesus on the line. Don't sweat the county mounties or the big eye in the sky. There's a bigger one that's watching you, and you'll see him if you try. Just keep on modulating with heaven on your mind. It's a 1033, let's get Jesus on the line. It's a 1033, let's get Jesus on the line. Our troubles will be over, he'll take all the breaks in time. We've got too much conversation, we need more soul salvation. It's a 1033, let's get Jesus on the line. It's a 1033, let's get Jesus on the line.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.